Hello, I am Darius Emilavičius. I am Associate Professor of Vytautas Magnus University Faculty of Informatics. I am so head of Intelligent Systems Laboratory. So the first question for me is what kind of job are under the risk due to usage of artificial intelligence? Let's say that main traditional answer could be around 30% of all routine jobs. But it is very difficult question. The modern day world cannot be imagined without machines and industries. Up to now, there has been a lot of discussions, but not a lot of clarity about artificial intelligence, robotic software, and their role in automatization. We have a wide range of opinions from utopian to apocalyptic ones. So there we must always remember that there is a big difference between adoption of artificial intelligence and traditional notion of automatization. Up to now, artificial intelligence is the technologies that have not been yet widely adopted. For this reason, artificial intelligence ability to employ statistics and deep learning to carry out non-routine works means that these technologies are set to affect very different parts of the workforce than previous automatization. For this reason, traditional point of view is that only 30% of only routine works can be affected by introducing of artificial intelligence technologies, but seems that because of specification of AI, we all are in the risk. Second question is, what new job can be expected to emerge because of application of artificial intelligence? Speaking about concrete jobs, we can mention data scientists, AI engineers, data experts, data governance experts, but I always prefer speak not about new jobs, but I always prefer to speak about new additional qualifications. In the last year, European Commission has released one document about the application of AI in healthcare sector, and in this document, European Commission states that in the future, AI will not replace medical doctors. Medical doctors who use AI will replace medical doctors who do not use AI technologies. So the future is about better trained employees. With the new technologies, advanced trained personnel must be more specialized, have more computer literacy, more knowledge about data, data management, data engineering, and we are approaching creative society. With machine still done the monotonous task, human interaction that then open the gates for individual personalization and for more creativity. The third question, how can AI improve the quality of work of the ordinary worker, operator, or service provider? Let me recall two citations of two great scientists. Einstein has said, computers are incredibly fast, accurate but stupid. Humans beings are incredibly slow, inaccurate but brilliant. Together they are powerful beyond imagination. Russell has said, the future of collaboration between machines and humans, it's the better future, but it requires rethinking our educational system, our science base, and our economic structure. Remember that the first revolution, fifth revolution, Industry 5, is aiming toward human working with these technologies for improving efficiency. Increased human interaction with smart machines will also result in increased efficiency. You know that in the future will be a very important term, cobots. Cobots are basically a term that describe collaboration between humans and robots. So in the future, this collaboration is the main factor of success. Thank you.